Environment. Kilifi residents have been urged to exercise caution and avoid engaging in marine activities and any other ocean-related activities as the region experiences powerful winds along its coastline due to Tropical Storm Ialy. Speaking to the media, Kilifi North Deputy County Commissioner Samuel Mutisia advised residents to stay away from the beaches and avoid seeking shade from old trees in the area that could easily fall as a result of the strong winds. "I want to urge citizens to please avoid standing under trees even when the sun is hot, because some trees have old branches, others are dried out, and they can fall on you. Also, avoid old houses with loose iron sheets because strong winds can cause them to fall, causing injuries," Mutisia said. He further divulged that effects of the winds are already being experienced in the area, including the blowing away of the parking lot at the county commissioner's office, which in turn resulted in the destruction of one of the government vehicles. Effects of strong winds caused by Storm Ialy at the county commissioner's office in Kilifi. While thanking the Red Cross team and Kenya Power and Lighting Company for their swift response to the damages caused, Mutisia called upon residents to take the cautionary messages from the meteorological department seriously and take the necessary steps required to ensure their safety. "I want this to serve as a lesson to our citizens. Many times, when they are told that such situations can arise, they take it lightly. It is real. We have the wind blowing very strongly since morning," Mutisia stressed. Kilifi County Meteorological Director Jessica Tausi stated that Storm Ialy being experienced at the Kenyan coastline is as a result of Cyclone Hidaya that was experienced in Tanzania a few days ago. She echoed the DCC's words urging fishermen, tourists and other ocean users to refrain from accessing the oceanside until the winds subside, adding that the waves are currently very high and strong, which could be catastrophic to the people. "To the fishermen, tourists, and everyone who is using the ocean either swimming or taking a ride, if you are using small crafts such as boats and dhows, please avoid venturing into the ocean until the storm is over because the ocean is very rough, the waves are very high, which poses a high risk to human lives," she urged.